Welcome to Taylorville Baptist Live Nativity. We are so glad you have come to experience the story of Jesus' birth, life, and death, which is the reason for this Christmas season. It is recorded in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Prepare your hearts as we gather the family together to tell the greatest story ever told.
Scene 1. The Christmas story begins in silence. For centuries, the Jewish people had anxiously awaited the arrival of the promised Messiah, foretold by the prophets. After 400 years without a word from God, this silence was broken by an angel, a messenger sent to a young virgin named Mary, who was betrothed to a man named Joseph. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." Mary replied, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel responded, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be called Holy, the Son of God." Mary said, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And she treasured these things in her heart. Scene 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus, emperor of the Roman Empire, issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. All the people under the Roman government must be registered for the purpose of taxation. So Joseph and Mary traveled to Bethlehem to be registered. The journey was especially difficult since Mary was heavy with child, as she would soon deliver the baby. Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem City to discover it was busy and crowded with people who were also there to register. They searched desperately for a place to stay, but there was no room at the inn for them. Scene 3. The innkeeper offered them a place in a nearby barn so that Mary could rest there. Tired and worn, they accepted the offer, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to give birth. It was there in the tiny stable that the Savior of the world was born. Mary wrapped her firstborn son in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, which was a feed trough for the animals. Scene 4. The angel of the Lord appeared to lowly shepherds out in the field to give them the news that the birth of Jesus, and the glory of the Lord shone round the shepherds as they watched their flocks in the field. They were filled with fear, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host praising God. The shepherds left the field to go over to Bethlehem to see the child. The shepherds found Joseph, Mary, and the baby in the stable, just as the angels had said. Scene 5. Wise men from the east saw a new star in the sky. They left their homeland and set out on a journey to worship the Christ child. They brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And when they searched the place and saw the child with Mary, his mother, they fell down and worshiped him and offered the gifts which they had brought. Scene 6. Like any other child, Jesus grew up. Though the scripture is totally silent concerning the majority of Jesus' life, the Bible does tell us Jesus was known as the carpenter's son. So we would assume he worked for some time of his life in his earthly father's profession, helping him in the carpenter's shop. Scene 7. At age 12, Jesus spent time in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions.
Jesus amazed the teachers in the temple, showing an understanding that could not come from man, but only from his heavenly Father. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Scene 8. Around age 30, Jesus entered public ministry. He gathered 12 disciples and began to teach, heal, and perform miracles all over the countryside. He became an enemy of the religious leaders of that day. At age 33, Jesus entered Jerusalem triumphantly, as the kings of Israel had always done. The people shouted with joy, "Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." Jesus had come to Jerusalem to die for the sins of the world. Scene 9. When the hour came, Jesus reclined at the table with his 12 disciples. Jesus used this last supper to prepare them for what was to come, his death. He earnestly desired to eat the Passover with his disciples before he suffered. Jesus knew the agony he was soon to face, not only the physical agony of pain and death, but more importantly, the spiritual agony of having the sin of the world placed on his shoulders and having his Father turn his back on his Son. Scene 10. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, where he knelt and prayed in the garden, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Arrested at midnight, found guilty by a series of illegal trials, sentenced by the Roman leader Pilate to death by crucifixion, the innocent, perfect, holy Jesus went to the cross. Scene 11. Jesus was beaten and nailed to the cross between two criminals, one on his right and one on his left. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3. Jesus called out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Jesus shed his precious blood and died on the cross, was wrapped in a linen shroud, and was laid in a tomb cut of stone. God's law demanded that blood be shed for the forgiveness of sins, and the blood of the perfect Son of God was the only source that could ever offer forgiveness. Scene 12. If the cross was the end of the story, there would be no hope, no forgiveness, and no reason for you and your family to be here tonight. However, the cross was not the end, but the beginning. Crucified on Friday, 3 days later, at early dawn, his followers and disciples found the stone rolled away from the tomb, and the tomb was empty. The body was not there. Jesus, just as he had foretold, had risen on the 3rd day and was indeed alive. Scene 13. 40 days after the resurrection morning, Jesus gathered his followers before he ascended back into heaven with the promise that he would return. The promise of Jesus' return and the assurance of eternity in heaven with him is why our hope is found only in Jesus. Nothing else on earth can compare to the hope we have in him. Jesus lifted up his hands and blessed his followers. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Rest assured, Jesus is coming back. The question you must ask yourself is, are you ready?
On behalf of Taylorville Baptist Church, I am Clay Mosley, the senior pastor. Thank you for coming to our live nativity. We hope that you have experienced the joy of the miracle of the Christ child's birth and life. If you have any questions about anything you've just seen or heard, if you would like to talk to someone about making Jesus your Savior and Lord, or if you have a prayer request, please contact Clay Mosley or a church member. We'd be more than happy to counsel with you. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and to God be the glory.